I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 12th. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy is preparing to tear down the Citizens Bank building in Quincy Center and to renovate the former Quincy Masonic Temple across the street. Fox Rock says demolition of the Citizens Bank building will begin this winter to make room for a new six-story, 135-unit apartment building with ground-level retail space and even a second-floor pool for residents. At the same time, Fox Rock plans to renovate the former Masonic building to create a new restaurant, and a six-story apartment building will be added to the rear of the former temple for 66 apartments and ground-level retail space. The plan has already been approved by the city. The entire project is called Center and Stone. The Citizens Bank branch will be relocated. All other tenants in the building have already left. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy hopes to reopen today after being forced to close yesterday due to a malfunctioning heating system. Interfaith says they were unable to distribute food to about 50 needy families yesterday due to the heating issue, but they are hoping to be open today. Interfaith also says they need a new heating system at a cost of $27,000. And are making an urgent appeal to the public for help in paying for the new system. The old heating system on the roof of the Adams Street building will need to be replaced. A proposal for a new pedestrian walkway connecting Quincy's coastline with Quincy Center is seeking public input. The designers of what would be called the President's Coast, Quincy's Pedestrian Way, is planning a series of community meetings and public walks to further develop the idea. The city is working with Bishop Land Design of Quincy to create the new series of ADA-compliant walkways and bikeways that would link areas along Howes Neck, Germantown, and Adams Shore with Quincy Center. Funds from the community preservation account are helping to pay for the design of the new walkways. Community walks will be held on January 26th from the Germantown Neighborhood Center and February 2nd from the Quincy Youth Arena. And community meetings are set for January 26th at the Snug Harbor School and February 2nd at the Broadmeadows Middle School. The public may also comment by emailing Bishop Land Design at info@bld.partners. Well, Massachusetts has secured 26 million rapid antigen COVID-19 tests that will be distributed over the next 3 months. The state will prioritize K through 12 schools and childcare facilities as it distributes the tests into March. Governor Baker said the tests, which were secured from iHealth, will begin arriving in rolling shipments this week. He said the timing and size of the shipments will depend on international shipping and production. The governor called rapid tests a very good alternative to a PCR test. The Department of Public Health also issued an advisory on when people should get a COVID test, saying they should get tested when they're displaying symptoms or a confirmed close contact of someone with COVID. The agency does not recommend people take a PCR test as a confirmation that they should end isolation. In a move to make rapid tests more accessible, the federal government is now allowing Americans with private health insurance to ask for reimbursement for them beginning on Saturday. However, any tests bought before January 15th will not qualify. For the third week in a row, the number of COVID breakthrough cases in the state nearly doubled. As of Saturday, the number stands at more than 86,000 cases. Back on Christmas Day, it was about 20,000. But Dr. Mark Seidner of Mass General Hospital said a peak in cases could be near. One of those signs is Boston's wastewater. The tracking system suggests the surge of Omicron cases may be falling off. Although Dr. Seidner warned that even if cases do start to decline, a drop in hospitalizations and deaths tend to lag far behind. Residents in Boston say they don't plan to let their guard down anytime soon. Dr. Seidner adds that throughout the pandemic, we've seen peaks come and fall, but then also go back up. So despite what happens over the next few weeks, he says it's still important to social distance, get vaccinated, and get boosted. With Omicron cases remaining at peak, Governor Baker and the Department of Education are facing pressure to ease the rules for in-person learning. Specifically, the Mass Teachers Association, the state's biggest teachers union, is demanding the Department of Education be more flexible in allowing schools to use remote learning days on an as-needed basis. The department, it says, needs to be flexible. In a press conference on Tuesday, Governor Baker stayed firm in his decision that remote learning is not an option. The state does not allow remote learning days to count towards the 180 required days of school. Baker was also grilled by lawmakers as he testified on the state's COVID response in a virtual hearing. Senator Joanne Comerford, the chair of the Joint Committee on COVID-19 and Emergency Preparedness and Management, asked the governor why the state has not implemented guidance for the type of mask to be worn in schools to upgrade to medical-style masks like KN95s or N95s. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education did recently extend the in-school mask mandate for all students and staff through February 28th. Well, a lap around the grocery store, and you may have noticed some bare shelves. One local grocer believes the contagious Omicron variant is to blame. Supply shortages vary from store to store. From fresh produce to poultry, some everyday items are temporarily out of stock. Michael Mignosa, co-owner of the Fruit Center Marketplace in Milton, said that a surge in COVID cases is delaying shipments. It all depends on if and when delivery trucks arrive and with what. He's telling customers to brace for empty shelves until at least February. When demand exceeds supply, groceries can get more expensive. It is frustrating for shoppers and workers alike. Mignosa is asking for flexibility and patience in the weeks ahead. Governor Baker activated an additional 500 members of the Massachusetts National Guard yesterday to continue supporting the state's healthcare system. The announcement came after Baker said Massachusetts had secured 26 million rapid antigen tests that will be distributed over the next 3 months. The 500 members are in addition to the 500 members that were activated at the end of last month. Starting the week of January 17th, they will support non-clinical staffing tasks at community hospitals and high-volume emergency departments, public hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and dialysis centers. Well, getting ready to start a family, Massachusetts is the place to be, according to a new report from Wallet Hub. The Bay State topped the website's list of the best places to raise a family. The report ranked all 50 states based on 51 factors, from the number of fitness and sports centers per capita to housing affordability and the wealth gap. Each of the metrics was assigned to one of five categories: family fun, health and safety, education and child care, affordability, and socioeconomics. Massachusetts nabbed the number one spot, thanks in part to second place rankings in the affordability and education child care categories. The state also boasted the third lowest infant mortality rate and the fifth highest percentage of residents 12 and older who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Massachusetts is not the only family-friendly New England state, however. Three others made it into the top 10: Vermont, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. Rhode Island just missed at number 11. Maine came in at number 17. The worst states, according to the study for families, were Mississippi, New Mexico, Louisiana, South Carolina, Oklahoma. Marine researchers in Massachusetts have spotted a species of rare whale for the first time this season. The Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown announced Tuesday the first North Atlantic right whale of the season was spotted in Cape Cod Bay in late December. North Atlantic right whales arrive in the bay every winter and spring to feed on rich blooms of microscopic zooplankton. The whale spotted in the final days of 2021 was later identified as the 2019 calf of Engno, a juvenile that is known to staff who had seen it several times last year. Center said it would spend the next 5 months observing the whales from the air and in the water to track their health. North Atlantic right whales migrate between the cold northern waters and their winter spawning grounds off Georgia and Florida. This species of whale is vulnerable to collisions with ships and entanglement in fishing gear. The whales are the subject of new rules that restrict lobster fishing off New England. North Atlantic right whales number less than 340, and their population has declined in recent years. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 183. NASDAQ rose 210. The S&P added 42. Global stocks and Wall Street futures are higher. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil is up to $81 a barrel. Sports: Bruins take on the Canadiens in the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock, and Celtics are in Indy at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and warming up into the upper 30s this afternoon. Another frigid night tonight, down into the single digits. Cloudy tomorrow at a high 44. Friday, some scattered showers, high 40, and sunny, bitterly cold again Saturday, high 17. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, and southwest winds gusting to 30 knots. High tide, 7.07 a.m. at 7.45 p.m. Sunrise, 7.11, set at 4.33. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, January 12th.